So here in Mundaka Upanishad we have three sections, three parts actually. Prathama Mundakam, you know, the word Prathama, you can learn this now. Prathama is first. So Prathama Mundakam, Dithiya Mundakam and Tritiya Mundakam, we have three sections. And the three sections again we have every part has two sections. First part, second part, third part, and each part has two sections, section 1 and section 2. So Prathama Mundakam and Prathama Kandaha. So first section in first part. First section, first part. So totally we have six sections, two in each part. So here first mantra is like this. Om Brahma,
Om Brahma,
Devanam,
Devanam,
Prathama
Sambhava,
Brahma Devanam,
Brahma Devanam,
Prathama Sambhava,
Prathama Sambhava,
Vishwasya Karta,
Vishwasya Karta,
Bhuvanasya Gopta,
Bhuvanasya Gopta,
Sabrahma Vidyam,
Sabrahma Vidyam,
Sarva Vidya Pratishtham,
Sarva Vidya Pratishtham,
Atharvaya,
Atharvaya,
Jeshtaputraya Praha,
Jeshtaputraya Praha,
Brahma,
Brahma,
Devanam Prathama Sambhava,
Devanam Prathama Sambhava,
Vishwasya Karta,
Vishwasya Karta,
Bhuvanasya Gopta,
Bhuvanasya Gopta,
Sabrahma Vidyam,
Sabrahma Vidyam,
Sarva Vidya Pratishtham,
Sarva Vidya Pratishtham,
Atharvaya,
Atharvaya,
Jeshtaputraya Praha,
Jeshtaputraya Praha.
So here Brahma is Brahmaji. When you say Brahmaji, you have to remember Brahman is Sanskrit word, isn't it? Brahman, we already know. Brahman is the word which implies the reality. It is Nakarantaha Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. A word ending in Nakara, N. Brahman is a nakara anta shabdaha. Shabdaha means a word ending in n, consonant, Brahman. And it's a neuter gender word also. And it implies the reality. Now, the consciousness. Brahman is equal to the biggest, the greatest is equal to the consciousness. You know, the biggest limit, biggest and greatest means biggest in terms of being free from limitations. So limitlessness. So limitlessness, the limitlessly big reality is Brahman. That's a neuter gender word and ending in nakara. Nakara anta shabda. That is Brahman. And that is what we have to understand, what that Brahman is. So knowing Brahman is Brahma Vidya. Knowledge of Brahman is Brahma Vidya, for which Upanishad, the word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Because it serves as means of knowledge. But here we talk with this Upanishad mantra, the Prathama Khande, so the Prathama Mundake, Prathama Khande, Prathamaha Mantraha, okay? In the first part, in the first section, the first mantra begins with the word Brahma. So this is also Nakaranta Shabda. But it is Nakaranta but Pullinga Shabda, masculine gender word. Nakarantaha Pullingaha, it is a masculine gender word. Also Brahman Shabdaha, but in nominative it becomes Brahma. That becomes Brahma. Brahma is equal to Paramburul. Brahma, he it means now the Lord Lord personified, a Lord looked upon as the creator. If we look at Lord Ishvara Bhagavan as the source of creation, are the one now from whom everything came into being, are the creator of the universe is the Lord, if you say, then the name given to the Lord is what? Brahma. Understand? So the creator of everything is the Lord. So Brahma is Ishwaraha. Brahma to be understood as here as Bhagavan, the Lord himself. Brahma. Then we say Prathamaha. Brahma is the Prathamaha. Brahma, the creator, is the Prathamaha, the foremost. First and the foremost of all the Devatas. Understand? We say all the Devatas means the entire universe. Different phenomena which constitute the whole universe is what? Ishwaraha for us. We know that. But still, of all these Devatas, what is it which was there first? From Brahma. So the Brahma, we can say, Brahma Devanam Pratamaha. The first and the foremost of all the Devas was Brahma. Brahma came into being. Understand? Brahma came into being. Brahma Devanam Pratamaha. The first of the Devas came into being. Pratamaha Sambhuva. Then what did this Brahma do? So, this Brahma is the... Who is this Brahma? If you ask the question, Karta. Karta again is a Rikaranta Shaddha. It ends in Kartru. Now it's a masculine word, Kartru. So Karta is creator. Karta is maker, creator. Maker of what? Why is Brahma? The Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe, maker of this universe, Vishwasya Karta. I'm going to teach you today that. Vishwasya Karta, maker of this universe, creator of this universe, Brahma, the foremost of all the Devas, came into being. I'm telling you the literal meaning first. Brahma, the Devanam Pratamaha, the first and the foremost of Devas, and Vishwasya Karta, the creator of this universe, came into being. Not only Vishu, you know, creator of the universe, this Brahma is also who? Gopta. Gopta again is a Goptra. Goptra means what again? Protector. Protector of the universe. So we say Vishwam and Bhuvanam are synonyms. Bhuvanam also means cosmos and universe. Vishwam also means cosmos and universe. They are synonyms. So you could have, the mantra, you could have said Vishwasya Karta Gopta Cha. You would have said that easily. Yeah. Understand? Instead of saying Vishwasya Karta Gopta Cha, he said Vishwasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta. Just to adjust the meter and all those things to make this sound nice. For us to know one more word. So Bhuvanasya Gopta Vishwasya Karta. See, creator and maker of this universe. Not only maker and creator, one who created, one who protects also, one who sustains also, no? Sustainer and the protect creator of this universe is who? Brahma. Who is Brahma? First and the foremost of all the Devatas here. You know, who all the Devatas put together is that Lord. That Lord first came into being. And that first manifestation, you know, occurred. I'll tell you, explain to you that later on. Now you can say Brahma. Say that.
Brahma.
Vishwasya Karta.
Vishwasya Karta.
Bhuvanasya Gopta.
Bhuvanasya Gopta.
Devanam Pratamaha.
Devanam Pratamaha.
Brahma.
Brahma.
Sambhuva.
Sambhuva.
You see, you cannot forget it. Even if you don't know something, you cannot forget it. Understand? He came into being. Then the foremost Lord himself. See, who is the... Now this mantra shows us the beginning link of the lineage of teachers is none other than Bhagavan itself, himself or herself. What to say? Bhagavan. Understand? Bhagavan himself. Because the word Bhagavan is a masculine gender word. So I have to say himself. We can't say himself, herself, itself. Okay? See, Bhagavan. Therefore, here Saha. Then he is Saha. At least Peter Ji must have taught you Saha. Now, Saha is a pronoun. You know that Saha is a pronoun? You taught him?
We have three classes.
Oh, excellent. You taught him Saha or what? Anyway, Saha is that. Saha means that. You can say that he. He or gender speaking, so it means Saha means that actually. The masculine form of that is Saha. So that. that Brahma, he, Devanam Prathamaha, Bhuvanasya Gopta, Vishwasya Karta, this Brahma, that Brahma, Saha Purin means that, Saha, no, Brahma Vidyam, Sarva Vidya Pratishtam, Atharvaya Jetta Putraya Praha, Saha Praha. You see, Praha means had said. Had said, had revealed, no, had, no, given, imparted. So, Saha Praha, he said. Brahma said, Brahma taught. He had taught. He had taught what? He had given what? Brahma Vidya. And what is Brahma? He gave this knowledge of Brahman to his son, Jeshta Putraya, the first of the sons, okay? Jeshta Putraya to his first son. Who is his first son? Atharva. Don't ask whether I saw the, you know, the Brahma, this Atharva being born as the first son of Brahma. It only means whoever God this mantra revealed to, he said, looked upon as the first son of Bhagavan. Understand? So, Atharvaya Jeshta Putraya. Who is Jeshta Putraha? Jeshta Putraha, you know, simple Sanskrit Tamil word, isn't it? Jeshta Putraha. Okay, first son. Yeah, Jeshta need not be Shrestha. Shrestha is the best. Jeshta is the eldest. Okay, who is first and the eldest of the sons, Jeshta Putraya. And who is Jeshta Putraha? Atharvaha. Atharvaya. So, Atharva, the first son, he gave this knowledge of Brahman. That means, who is here? The fathers always give their knowledge to children. It also tells you the small psychology, you know what is it? Always parents are supposed to know more than the children. Only then they can command respect from children. Okay? So the children, otherwise they won't respect it. That's the problem. So here always the son has to look up to his father for the knowledge, for anything, any discipline, knowledge of any discipline, and especially knowledge for the reality also. Here Brahma happens to be the spiritual teacher, and then he taught his son this Brahma Vidya. He gave him the Brahma Vidya. And then what is Brahma Vidya? Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Sarva Vidya Pratishtha means the support of all other forms of knowledge. So the pure knowledge, the reality, the consciousness, the awareness, the source of all forms of knowledge is looked upon as, you know, the knowledge of the reality, the source of knowledge is looked upon as the support, the substratum of all forms of disciplines, all the disciplines. Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Understand? So all the, that knowledge he gave. Why? Because all, we have different forms of knowledge, okay, different disciplines. Knowledge of different disciplines are there. So here all forms of knowledge, we say, for all of them, this knowledge of the reality, Brahma Vidya, is said to be the absolute knowledge. It's said, looked upon as the exalted of all forms of knowledge. Why? Because all knowledge of any discipline, anything else other than Brahman, is still, no, does not free you from smallness, does not liberate you. Understand? Everything binds. Then knowledge of anything only helps you to be, helps you to remain bound always. Brahma Vidya alone liberates, frees you from limitations. It frees you from the sense of being small in terms of knowledge. Arivil naan kurendavan, arivil naan taandavan. I am small in terms of knowledge. Understand? So, even so, the knowledge of any other discipline does not free you from this problem of smallness. In terms of being small, in terms of knowledge, it does not free you. Whereas this knowledge of Brahman frees you from this, you know, problem of the smallness in terms of knowledge. This is Brahma Vidya Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Listen, and this, he imparted this knowledge of Brahman to his first son, Atharva. The very Atharva, the Upanishad itself is named after the Rishi. Okay, Atharva Veda is named after the Rishi Atharva. Angirathan Atharva. We have two rishis here actually. Mainly we talk about Atharva. And who gave this also? This mantra tells you the Lord Himself is the source of knowledge. Reality is the Lord of the universe. And reality itself is source of knowledge. Therefore, Lord, the reality is looked upon as a source of knowledge. And Lord is looked upon as the beginningless link. Okay? Beginning of the beginningless link. Understand now? Beginning of the lineage of hierarchy of teachers. Who is the guru? Foremost of the gurus? Bhagavan Himself. And who is Bhagavan here? Vishwasya Karta, Bhuvanasya Gopta. He is the Karta, he is the Bhokta. So we have to add one more thing. Now what is that? Karta, Bhokta. So Karta, Gopta. Okay, the creator and sustainer. And also the one in whom everything resolves. One word is left here. We have to add. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the one, the creator, the sustainer, and the one in whom everything resolves and dissolves. Understand? The source of creation, sustenance, and dissolution is Bhagavan. So here, mantra uses two words, we have to include one more word. Understand? I don't want to say the destroyer. The one in whom everything resolves and dissolves is Bhagavan. That's why, then what is his name? Brahma then. So Brahma, Gopta is, in our understanding, Gopta is Vishnu. The one in whom everything resolves and dissolves is Shiva. And Brahma is only the creator. Understand? Prajapatihi. Lord of Prajas, citizens we say. It means what? All the three are one and the same. You have to understand. Murti Taishwara temple is there in, we have, you know, Tripunitra. We have, there's a place in Kerala where we have Murti Taishwara. I mean, one Murti stands for all the three. Lord is, you know, all the three are functional names of the Lord. A creator is the functional name of the Lord. Sustain is the functional name of the Lord. Again, the one in whom everything dissolves, you said, you know, is also what? The functional name of the Lord. Lords are there, we can't say there are three lords, okay? All that is there is only the Lord. The only Lord is given three different functional names. Understand? As Brahma, Vishnu and Shivaha. So don't go to Puranas now. Puranas only personify this. Puranas personify this, okay? Because we only, when you say Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, immediately our mind goes to the personifications of these three functional names of the Lord, personally in Puranas. Different attires, different colors, different robes, no? Different presentation, that is different. But here, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, three different name, functional names of the Lord. So here, how do we say that the reality is there, the source of that from which everything has come into being. That without which nothing can come into being. Okay. So here, three functional names when you say, what do you mean? This, that the reality from which everything has come into being, and the reality by which everything is sustained, the reality in which the whole jagat which comes into being, now resolves. Okay, source of creation, the source of sustenance, source of dissolution is the Lord. The reality does not come into being. The reality is not sustained by anything else. Reality does not dissolve in anything. Reality is the substratum, the changeless reality in which this manifestation of the universe takes place, and the universe which becomes manifest again becomes unmanifest also. The manifestation and unmanifestation, the unmanifest universe becomes unmanifest, happen in the reality. Therefore, that reality is what? The Lord of the universe. Therefore, the whole universe being the manifestation of the reality, whole universe is the Lord. We say here. And from the standpoint of the source of the standpoint of the creation of the universe becoming manifest, we say the Lord is said to be what? Lord, creator is not the Lord. Understand? The Lord is not the creator, but the creator is none other than the Lord. And we never say, Lord is the creator. No. The creator of the universe is the Lord. Then we give a name, Brahma. Or we can say, Hiranyagarbha. Say that? Hiranyagarbha is a synonym of the word Brahma. Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyam garbhe yasya saha Hiranyagarbha. The one in whom, the golden bellied. Hiranyagarbha literally means what? People say that because that which, in fact, really speaking, we say because that which shines, that which always, shines is Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because that which is never away from the reality, the consciousness is called Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, we say this Hiranyagarbha Brahma is what now? We say is the name given to the reality as the creator. Yes. And the same reality sustains the whole thing, everything just come into being. Because anything just come into being, the manifest universe does not exist outside of reality, like the ocean does not exist outside of water. All the waves and ocean are sustained by the water, therefore the source of sustenance is also what? For the whole Jagat is the reality. Therefore, from the standpoint of sustenance, we say the sustainer of the universe, the protector of the universe is also the Lord. We say, we give the name Vishnu or Virat. Say that?
Virat.
I want to know this word Virat. Virat or Vishnu. And similarly, we give a different name. The one in whom everything resolves or dissolves is Shivaha, or you can say Antaryami. One in whom everything goes and resolves. Antahayati or Antaryami. Understand? Antaryami. All the waves go back and resolve in water. This is Antaryami. Understand? In the one in whom everything resolves. That in which everything resolves is Shiva or Antaryami. Understand now? So Shivaha, we also have the word Ishwaraha. Say that?
Ishwaraha.
So Ishwaraha is the word commonly used to mean Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, all of them. Better we use the word Antaryami. Understand? So who is Ishwaraha? The Lord. Who is the Lord? Creator is the Lord. Sustainer is the Lord. Protector is the Lord. The one in whom everything resolves also is the Lord. Understand? So three different functional names for the only Lord. The whole Jagat is the Lord. There again we say, if first the reality is there, and first for the reality to become totally manifest, total manifestation, we say it's a gross manifestation. Now all the perceptible is gross. What we perceive through physical, your sense organs, anything perceived becomes what? Gross universe. Externally perceived through physical sense, the sense organs becomes the gross universe. The gross universe also is manifestation. So the gross universe, the reality alone is manifest as this gross universe. Means you give the gross manifestations a given name as Virat, Vishnu. So Virat includes what? Subtle also. There is no Virat without the subtle universe. Understand? So Virat means the manifestation becomes complete and total with Virat. So the gross manifestation, the gross manifest gross universe is looked upon as Ishvara. You give the name Virat Vishnuhu. Sarvam Vyapnoti Iti Vishnuhu. That which pervades everything is Vishnu. And Virajate, Vividham Rajate. Rajate means Vilangirade. Vividham Rajate. Understand? Virajate iti Virat. Virajate means what? Vividham Rajate. That which appears as varieties of things. That which shines as many things. Palveraha, Enutraha, Edi Vilangirado. We call it Viraj. Virat. So Virat means what? Everything, no? That's why it's so. Everything is Ishvara. Everything you see here, anything you see is which is not Ishvara here. It's a Virat. That's why Virat is personified as what? Vishnu. Vishnu is always gorgeously dressed. Understand now? I want you to see the connection also. If you go to Tirupati Balaji temple, now Balaji has to be highly decorated. Mahavishnu always is highly, lots of jewels and ornaments, colorful dress. I think I should take you all next time to the Balaji temple. When you all come next time, we didn't have time to go. Now, highly gorgeously dressed. Is there any go to any Vishnu temple? Too many ornaments and too many malas and colorful. So Virat. the total manifestation. Understand? The Vishnu, why he is highly decorated, I'm saying. Understand? This is highly colorful and gorgeously dressed and highly glamorous, no? The Vishnu is like that. And this is Mahalakshmi. And the Bhu Devi, Shri Devi, Sameta. Now we say that Bhu Devi, the whole Jagat is Madha, Ma. Okay, and Dhavaha, Madhavaha. Madhavi is not here. So Madhavaha na means what? Dhavaha means husband, the owner. The owner, the possessor, the husband of the whole Ma, Mother Earth. Now Ma Lakshmi. The whole the creation, the entire cosmos is what? Ma. And who is the Dhavaha, husband of this Ma? Madhavaha, Mahavishnu, Virat. Understand? Why? Because, see, water is the Madhava of the entire ocean. Understand? The entire ocean is Ma. And Dhavaha of the entire ocean is what? Minus water, where is that? Who is the possessor? Okay, not possessor. Who withered whom? Who has say over it? Who can be with, having everything dissolved in it? Is Madhava. Understand? So Madhava is, we say Lakshmi also, we call Madhavi. We make it feminine. So the whole Jagat Virat means the where manifestation is total and complete. Is Vishnu Virat. Ishvara. Whole Jagat is Ishvara when you say it is Virat. Then you come to subtle manifestation. If there is subtle manifestation which is imperceptible. Understand? The gross manifestation is perceptible. The colorful ones you see externally. The subtle, what about subtle manifestation? You know what is subtle body. So see, with reference from the standpoint, subtle body can understand the total, the totality of the subtle body. You can subtle, the total subtle manifestation. In anything gross you see, there is also subtle inside. Understand? Subtle manifestation. The whole universe. Now the entire subtle manifestation, subtle manifest universe. Subtle manifestation of the universe also is what now? We have to give. That's also manifestation of the same reality. So what do you want to give the name? Say Hiranyagarbha, Brahma. Subtle universe means subtle universe is there. The manifest subtle universe is imperceptible. Manifest gross universe is perceptible. That is why we do not have temple for Brahma. Understand? We have lots of temple for Vishnu. We don't have temple for Brahma. No way. Imperceptible. Brahma stands for Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. Stand is what? The name of the Lord. Name given to the Lord as the subtle manifestation. Understand? So who is it now? Vishnu is Brahma, Brahma is Vishnu. Understand? Subtle manifestation is Brahma, gross manifestation is Vishnu. That's the names given. Okay, all subtle and gross, all of them resolve. And dissolve. Subtle also resolves, gross also resolves. Gross and subtle together resolve, becomes unmanifest. The manifest subtle, the manifest gross together resolve and becomes unmanifest. Remains, the universe remains unmanifest. Universe is not destroyed. The universe remains. How does it remain? Unmanifest. Where does it remain unmanifest? In reality. What happened? It's resolved there. It remains resolved. Universe remains resolved, dissolved. Where does it remain again? Reality. So what do you want to give the name there? Shiva. Shivane nir. They say that, no? Shivane nir means summa hir. That means what? Don't show. Okay? Remain quiet. Something very, very, in language, no? In Tamil they say, remain quietly. They say remain quiet, this is Shivane nir. Remain quiet means what? There is no projection, there is no manifestation. Everything goes back and resolves quiet. Antaryami. Understand? The actual surupam of the reality. The reality is just remains as the reality. That's why Shivaha. The pure reality. That's why auspicious told you. Auspiciousness is the meaning of the word Shivaha. Understand? It goes back. Shivaha. Ishwara, we say, you know, Antaryami. Everything has gone back to resolve. Then also, who is the Lord? Lord. That is why Shiva, there is no Shiva, this Antaryami or Shivaha, the unmanifest condition of the universe, the reality wherein the whole Jagat remains unmanifest, reality alone is there. There we don't see the parts, we don't see the differentiated condition. So in manifestation you see the differences, you see the differentiated, you know, the conditions of the universe. Whereas in an unmanifest condition, you see everything is undifferentiated. You can't separate, oh, this is space, this is air, this is, you know, water, and these are all elements, these are all elementals, and then all the elementals, these are all living beings, these are all non-living things, and in all the non-living things, we have these differences, and all the living beings, we have human beings, animals and plants, chara, chara, mobile, immobile, all this differentiation is possible only in manifest universe. In unmanifest condition, what do you differentiate? You can't differentiate. Understand? The differentiation is not possible. In unmanifest condition, all, everything remains. I gave an example of tree and the seed even in Tattvabodha class. Remember? Even the tree is what? Manifest. Manifestation. In the manifestation, you can see the differences. You can differentiate one from the other. You can differentiate the branches from the trunk, and every part of the tree can be differentiated from every other part. Whereas the seed, all the whole tree is there. You can't say tree is not there. But tree is an unmanifest, tree is an unmanifest condition. But they're undifferentiated condition. Understand? You can't differentiate in unmanifest form. With manifestation you can differentiate. Similarly, when everything remains unmanifest, undifferentiated condition, also is what? The same reality. Doesn't go in, understand? The universe is not outside of the reality. Then you give the name, the one in whom everything resolves, that in which everything resolves. Yenda ondru anaitthu modungu hirado. That is what you had. This also Ishwara, the Lord. What is the name you want to give the Lord? As the one in whom, as that in which everything resolves, is Shivaha Antaryami. That is why in Puranas, when they personify Shiva, we personify Shiva as the Pratika, not as Pratima. Listen, Pratima, the one with the limbs is Pratima. I told you many times in the class. The one without limbs is Pratika. Why Pratika? Undifferentiated. You can't differentiate. Understand now? Why Shivalingam? We don't, because as though nothing is, understand? Nothing can be differentiated there. That is why just Pratika, wherein you don't see limbs separately, everything together. Everything in an unmanifest, like a seed. The Shivalingam is Pratika. You can't say separately hands and legs and 18 hands, all those things, nothing is shown. And there again we say, you know, this reality, the source of the creation, source of sustenance, that in which everything resolves, you know, is there as both. The material cause also is the same reality. Efficient cause also is the same reality. No upadana karanam. It is the same reality, and nimitta karanam also is the same reality. We talk about two karanams, two causes, but two causes are the only reality. The only reality is there as the efficient cause, the only intelligent cause, the only reality is there as the material cause also. There is no matter outside of consciousness, there is no, understand, knowledge outside of consciousness. Both are one and the same consciousness, only reality. Therefore we say, no, this, we personify that as what? Both Lakshmi and the Vishnu. When you say, we talk about the Vishnu, Virat, Purushaha, you know, the gross manifestation, we say the knowledge is Vishnu and Lakshmi is the manifest universe. Matter manifest as the whole Jagat is what? Lakshmi. And who is the Lord of that Lakshmi? Now we say Vishnu. Similarly, we said the subtle also. Subtle manifestation. Subtle manifestation, any discipline is what Saraswati, understand? But that manifest, that knowledge, manifest knowledge again, what is the source there? Consciousness, not the source of knowledge, is what? Brahma. We give Saraswati and Brahma. Then again Parvati, okay, the whole Jagat has gone back and resolved. Where does this whole Jagat, the matter, the material universe resolves into the matter in subtlest original form, and that matter remains resolved where? Inseparably remains one with the consciousness. Where is it? Understand? The matter is consciousness, in fact. Consciousness is not the matter, but the matter, there is no matter other than consciousness. Therefore, the matter also resolves where? That is why we say Parvati. Understand? Shakti. Shakti, we just say Shakti. Shakti, you say, is much subtler than the so-called energy, the term used in physics. Energy itself is subtle, much subtler. Understand? And was subtlest source of energies. This is the subtlest form of matter. We cannot comprehend how the matter in its subtlest form would be. We cannot comprehend. Incomprehensible that is. But we can try to understand, not somehow later on we see that. So here, that remains resolved in awareness. The whole manifest material universe, and understand now, becomes the matter subtlest form. That matter subtlest form is none other than the consciousness. It remains resolved. That is why we say Shakti, understand, remains resolved in, remains one, inseparably one with Shiva. And that's why we have this Audaya. No, is what Shakti stands for. Shakti, the Balingam stands for Shiva. Two in one. Okay, in fact, if you worship, the Lingam alone is there. We don't need Devi separately. That itself, Shakti is inseparably invoked, worshipped in Shiva itself. There are two different things. Because we always feel bad. That's why we always have Devi separately. In any Shiva, we go to all these Ameshram, Madurai, all these temples, no? In Tiruvannamalai, any temple you go, the Shiva Lingam itself is enough. But you also have a Devi, and Devi always looked dressed well. The Shiva, poor Shiva, always with one small dhoti. Nothing much. Because the personification, I'm saying, even the personifications also very carefully presented. But we don't understand why it is Shiva. The Shiva Lingam is a Pratika, not a Pratima. Because it stands for, represents the unmanifest Jagat. Unmanifest universe means what? Just the reality as reality. Where a thing is differentiated. Anyway, so Antaryami. So all the three are Shivaha, Virat. Okay, Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, or Virat, or you can say Shivaha, Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnuhu, all the three are three different functional names of the only Lord. Okay, this is the reality from which everything has come into being, in which everything remains sustained, into which everything resolves, into which everything goes back and resolves. Therefore, three are one and the same. And this Lord, therefore, who is the foremost of the which existed before the creation came into being? What is it which exists in the form of the universe? What is that which will ever be even when the universe goes back and resolves into the reality? That reality is the Lord of the universe. That the whole universe being the manifestation of that reality, whole universe is the Lord. Therefore, the source of knowledge also must be what? Same reality. The source of the universe must be the source of knowledge, isn't it? Source of knowledge cannot be different from the source of the universe. Because universe itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge. The source of knowledge is what? The same reality. Therefore, this Brahma, understand now, when you say here, who is the, this mantra, when it tells you very carefully, you have to understand, because we can get confused. If you really think, first Brahma came into being with the four heads and he had to teach his son very specially, especially he called his son and taught. Not like that. And when did, how did his son come into being? All the confusions come. This mantra only tells us how source of knowledge is the reality itself. Reality is beginningless. This knowledge also is beginningless. No knowledge has beginning. You know that? Ignorance has no beginning. Knowledge also has no beginning. Understand? Knowledge is always uncreated. It's always there. No knowledge is created. Knowledge remains covered and veiled. Dispelling of the ignorance is what? Discovering. Understand? You uncovering is the knowledge. That is why it's already there. Therefore, we have to say the source of knowledge happens to be the very reality. We say the source of bestower of the knowledge, the lineage of teachers also is the first and the foremost teacher is none other than Bhagavan himself. Is it clear now? So this is what is said here. So Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava. So the foremost of the lineage of teachers, Brahma, the Lord himself. Brahma means, don't think of it. Brahma here you can say Dakshinamurti. Brahma you can say, or Haigriva. You can say Lord himself in general. Sadashiva Samarambham. The Purana said differently. Sadashiva Samarambham is when you say Lord himself is the foremost of the teachers, lineage of teachers. Brahma Prathamam Devanam Prathamaha Vishvasya Karta Bhavanasya Gopta Sambhava. The Lord manifest. The Lord was, no? Lord became manifest. First Brahma came into being. Then this Brahma, what did he do? He taught Brahma Vidyam, Sarva Vidya Pratishtha, Brahma Vidyam. So the source of all knowledge and the center of all knowledge of all disciplines, he imparted this Brahma Vidya to his son, Jeshta Putra, first son, Atharva. If we do not see the literal meaning of the verse, this mantra, you only understand the source of the universe is the Lord, the reality. Therefore, the source of knowledge also is what? The reality. Reality has no beginning. Therefore, we have to say the lineage, the hierarchy of teachers also is what? Has the beginning, has Bhagavan itself as the beginning link. Understand? Unbroken lineage of teachers we have. That is what is implied here. With the second mantra, we'll stop. I'll come and explain next class. Okay? Stop. Atharvane, Atharvane, Yam,
Yam,
Pravadeta,
Pravadeta,
Brahma,
Brahma,
Atharva,
Atharva,
Tam,
Tam,
Purovachangire,
Purovachangire,
Brahma Vidyam,
Brahma Vidyam,
Sa,
Sa,
Bharadvajaya,
Bharadvajaya,
Satyavahaya,
Satyavahaya,
Praha,
Praha,
Bharadvajongirase,
Bharadvajongirase,
Paravaram,
Paravaram.
And this mantra tells how the knowledge of reality imparted by Bhagavan himself initially as the beginningless, the beginning link of the teachers, and here that knowledge has been handed over, okay, to the following teachers in the lineage. That is said in the second mantra. We say here Atharva. So Atharva got from his father Brahma, and Atharva later on gave that to Brahma. The Atharva, then Angirase, then he gave it to Angiras. And Angiras, what did he do? He gave it to Bharadvaja, son of Bharadvaja. Angiras gave it to son of Bharadvaja. And who is Satyavahaha, and then Bharadvaja again gave it to Angiras. So Angir, Bharadvaja, Angiras. So Brahma gave it to his son Atharva. Atharva gave it to Angir. Angir gave it to Bharadwaja. Bharadwaja gave it to Angiras. Okay, this is how. It doesn't tell the Nak who was it given to. No, yeah, after Angiras. It is not said here. That is not important. What it says is how this knowledge of Brahman reality, Brahma Vidya, is now goes from one teacher to another student. How the other student becomes a teacher, then he hands it over to other student who becomes, every student in turn becomes a teacher. Every teacher must have been a student. This is what is traditional teaching. Understand? Otherwise, without a teacher, without having a teacher, if one becomes a teacher, that teaching you have accepted as traditional teaching. One must have had a teacher, then one can become a teacher. It's very important. This is what is said here. So we'll see in detail the explanation of all these things in the following class.